She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
Well, I can't be articulate and passionate without friends and other people in synergy that are doing the same thing. So I got to give a big shout out for this segment to my friend, Sayer Jai. He runs this incredible website that I want to shout out to right now. It's called Green Med Info, GreenMedInfo.com. And it's exactly what it says it is. You can get all clinically studied ingredients that are green, meaning they're more natural. Yes, evidence-based medicine coming at you right here. And this is actually an article that I extrapolated from his website because I think it's really important. You know, I used to not be in the camp like, hey, do you think you need a multivitamin every day? But as I grew in my practice, as I grew in understanding where we are in our world, I thought, gosh, because of the compromised food chain, because of the compromised soil, sometimes, and especially because of my patients and friends and family's compromised choices, yeah, I think to ensure nutritional gaps that run our biochemistry, yeah, I do believe that we should all be on a multivitamin. I do. And so same thing with probiotics. Like, do you think you need a probiotic every day? And I was like, well, you know, here's the deal, gosh, you re-inoculate perhaps after a antibiotic use, and there, go, you eat all your good stuff, and just, but you know what? So once again, absolutely I do. I do. I do functional medicine in my practice. I see that people have no growth of some of the most beneficial probiotic, and it's having a huge impact on their health, because the root word, right, literally translate to for life, for pro and biotic life, for life. Okay, so it's extremely important. But today I want to talk about how important these good bacteria are to help detoxify chemicals. And you can listen to Radio MD segments across the board. We live in a very, very toxic world, okay? So and we hear about bisphenol A all the time. Now, this is a ubiquitous toxicant. It's linked to over 40 diseases. It's found in anything from printer receipts. Dr. Decker Weiss and I, when we were doing a show together, we talked about BPA having those receipts that you get from going to the store. They're full of BPA, so I don't touch them anymore, right? Paper money, canned foods, dental composites, and they're known. They're an endocrine disruptor. That is your hormones, okay? And it's a powerful endocrine disruptor that is now found pretty much in everybody's body. And the biggest thing, two common probiotic strains, Bifidobacterium brevis and Lactobacillus casei, have been found in animal research to help the body detoxify it by reducing the intestinal absorption of BPA through facilitated increased excretion. How do you like that? Okay, it works to help. Look, I'm gonna go to the store and grab one of those receipts. We have low level exposure to these toxins all the time, but let's get on top of it. Keep taking your probiotic. I'll talk at the end of the segment which ones you should take. Pesticides, okay? Probiotic strains from the traditional Korean fermented cabbage dish known as kimchi has been identified to degrade a variety of organophosphorus pesticides, okay? They're words that are so crazy long and scary that I can't pronounce them. So you know that that's an issue. You don't want those in your body. And so even the probiotic strains from kimchi have been tested to detoxify pesticides. Heavy metals. Gosh, you know, Lactobacillus bacteria found in foods that have been looked at as a potential adjunct agent for reducing medical toxicity in humans. According to one study, listen to this. This is because they have resistance mechanisms which are effective in preventing damage to their cells, and they can bind and sequester heavy metals. That's huge, because when you get heavy metals inside your body, they have a huge affinity for your tissues. They just kind of bury themselves in your tissues, and it's very, very difficult sometimes to get them out. So they can bind and sequester heavy metals to their cell surfaces, thus removing them from subsequent defecation. So getting those bowel movements in every single day and taking your probiotics, very, very, very important. Okay, so also food preservatives that have been known to be carcinogens, all right, that have been cancerous. There was another kimchi study that found that it contained a strain of bacteria, and these are live bacteria, okay, in fermented food, and then certainly those supplements that you can take, that are capable of breaking down sodium nitrate, a naturally and artificially occurring chemical. And that's pretty much used from anything to rocket fuel and gunpowder. And it's been linked to a variety of chronic degenerative diseases, including cancer. Now, the study found a depletion of sodium nitrate by up to 90% after 5 days of taking probiotics. Okay, so extremely important. Perchlorates. This is an ingredient in jet fuel and fireworks, and is widely contaminates the environment and our food. And sadly, even organic food has been found to have high concentration levels of this toxicant. So, it's important that we think about how to detox on a daily basis, because it's impossible. Even folks in right now that we're saying eat organic, a completely 100% organic diet, perhaps have exposure to the perchlorates. And so a recent study here found that the beneficial strain known as Bifidobacterium bifidum, it's very, very extensively studied, is capable of degrading the perchlorate. So very important. And that breastfed infants appear to have lower levels than infant formula fed babies due to the breast milk bacteria ability to degrade this toxicant. So extremely important. Daily detox, I think, is where it's at, because we reduce exposure as much as we can, but we can't do everything. And we do have low levels of exposure, and over time, this is going to take a toll. All right, so something called heterocyclic amines, that's HCA. You can sort of see heterocyclic amines, especially when you cook meat at high temperatures. So all those crazy, lovely celebrity chefs out there getting that nice char, you know, when they're at the grill. Well, that black stuff that might taste good and also, you know, add flavor to our food is actually causing DNA damage. It's extremely mutagenic. Okay, so it causes our cells damage. And the lovely lactobacillus strains have been identified to significantly reduce the genotoxicity of these compounds. Take your probiotic. Okay. So, toxic food. Well, we can name a bunch of toxic food, but, you know, we usually don't look at food as like toxic, but I got to tell you, wheat, and we hear a lot about wheat, but it contains a series of proteins that we do not have the genomic capacity to produce enzymes to degrade. Okay. So when you can't break down something, undigested proteins cause havoc in your body. And so there is a probiotic. Recent research has found that our bodies has dozens of strains of bacteria that are capable of helping us break down glutinous proteins, but we've got to have the good bacteria on board. And like I said, I see a lot of patients. I do some functional medicine testing, and we're just not breaking down the foods. And so, we do not have the colonization, the surviving of the live good bacteria. And they might be in competition from, I would say, I call them opportunistic bacteria that have kind of gotten in and set up housekeeping, because it's a turf war down there. So if you don't have enough good bacteria, other things that can be normal flora in your system, yep, they're like, hey, this looks like a great place to grow and proliferate, all right? And that's exactly what happens. So what probiotic should you take? I think this is, there's a lot of them out there, right? So there's plenty of probiotic pills and liquids that exist on the market. Many of them have significant health benefits, yes. Now, one of the things that I like is the Pearl technology. That's really important, because our live bacteria are alive. Our good bacteria are alive, and your stomach acid is going to actually take a toll on the amount. But the Pearl technology that you can find out there will absolutely protect the live bacteria and allow it to get into his intestines, okay? It's important to choose one that is either shelf-stable, that's important, or has been refrigerated from the place of manufacture all the way to the place where you're purchasing it from. That's another thing that you want to ask folks, okay? So the bottom line here, like I said, you gotta take your probiotics. I think it's so important for daily detox. Make sure that it's shelf stable. The Pearl technology is something I love, or it's refrigerated in the high colony forming units from the place where it's manufactured all the way to where you buy it. Take your probiotic every single day. It's what you gotta do. And thanks so much for listening. Stay tuned.